And I think you had reported, you wrote the title as Milestone or Millstone at that time. That was...
That was a worrisome period in that the society was growing so big. And the chemical abstracts, for example, how that grew and took in the foreign abstracts too. That was a marvelous job of organization, I think. Dale Baker. He did a very good job.
Of course, 1950, I suppose that post-war period saw a lot of material being published that had not been published during the war, so that there was a large, an unusual increase in volume at that, I suppose, around that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, all the shortcuts and mechanisms that were developed in that period, I'm concerned, I don't understand them. I don't understand the chemical abstract.
When you became president in 1950, you dropped 300 products in the Abbott line. What was the... Why did you start trimming at that point?
Oh, it never should have been kept on as long as they were, because cost more to promote them. The theory was, Dr. Brown over here, he swears by calcium, and if you don't sell him that anymore, if you adopt that, he's not going to be interested in some of the other parts. That's a false argument. We started trimming more effectively at that time. That's gone on now. It's much harder for a product, unless it's an orphan product, to stay in the list. You know what I mean by orphan product.
Well, I think so, but...
In the last few years, the Food and Drug Administration will accept the product with some favorable aspects. If it's so small that it has a hard time staying alive, we had a product and the test for gout, and it, without question, was active, but the women doesn't gout. Is it epilepsy? A product which had maybe a few thousand patients, that's all they were. Not enough to, not today. A product like that to some degree, there are probably 100 altogether now. Products like that are given the okay for marketing by the Food and Drug Administration. They don't make any money for the company, but they are really lifesavers for the patients. So you don't want to leave them high and dry. Abbott has one. Other companies have small numbers like that too. Well, we did get rid of a lot of compounds, a lot of products in that time, favorably.
You were the first president since Burdick that was a scientist. Your predecessors were people in between were not scientists. Do you think that had any effect? What was your approach different than their approach, coming as you did through the laboratory?
I don't think so.
During that period, what did you consider to be your accomplishments as president?
Well, I think our standing as a scientifically based company was an improvement.
I believe it was it Tabern who developed the radioisotopes? Mm-hmm. Was he the one responsible? How were you willing, let me go back and look at what Dr. Abbott did with Summers and how he kept that going for some time before he realized there would not be any development out of that. How much were you willing to support development before you were, in terms of developing something that, how much were you willing to keep it going before you would say this isn't going to work and stop?
I don't know how to answer that. Depends on the particular field of particular product, and whether it's going to be a dead horse when you get it under the pen. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. I guess what I'm looking at is, again, as a person who came through the laboratories, your approach to research, and its fundamental relationship to the development of the company.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a reason for existence to, for the man who didn't come up through the scientific ladder.
You also continued what your predecessors did in terms of employee relations.
Employee relations have been very good right now.
I understand Dr. Abbott was very good, and even in his in the early days of taking care of employees and their problems. And,
yes, he knew every employee, and he knew something about them personally. Abbott now has a Claire Abbott Foundation, which is an organization to give help where needed to employees and their families. Of course, you have to find that, but whether it's eligible or not. Abbott also gives scholarships to children of Abbott employees.
In a time when many companies find themselves cutting back on research or having new products developed by acquisition of smaller firms rather than internal research, what is the situation in the pharmaceutical industry? Is that happening there also? Or is
not to the extent you find in other fields. Pharmaceutical industry has been relatively modest in the amount of absorption of other firms concerned. So that can change any time. Dow, of course, have gotten into it in recent years, not as much as they'd like. DuPont has gotten into it, not as much as they'd like. Monsanto and to a greater extent. But I think that I think it's operating pretty well.
What comments do you have about developments today versus when you started in the drug industry? What are the current trends as opposed to what you've seen in your career?
Current trends are on such a vast and large base that it's hard to categorize it. The whole picture has changed a good deal.
Targeted and then developments following that, or is it the other way around? Are people looking at new compounds and then seeing what they might be useful for?
Well, the latter is is not as important in my mind as it used to be, where you target the field. I think that the synthesis that Tadesh for use of new drugs is just as important as it was, say, a generation ago.
Have anything that what would you say would be the future for a person starting out today that was as you did in 1918 with Abbott? What does the new PhD from Illinois have for him when he comes to Abbott?
Well, there's quite a few fields, quite a few angles we didn't consider there. His possibilities are very good, but he's going to have to convince his employer that that he has a field or a direction which can lead to good new products. And used to be that I could go into a company and say, look, I'm an organic chemist, hire me. If he comes in anyway, he could work in quite a number of lines and synthesis of organic compounds. Now he's more likely to find a place in a specific field in a very highly specialized field. I just don't know how they do separate out the people that they might find really useful.
in today's business climate, is there still a possibility for a PhD scientist starting at Abbott to become president 40 years from now?
Well, I don't see why not. He's going to have to have a some sense of balance and business understanding. And I don't know why he cannot say use his basic knowledge, his basic ability. With some business training, possibly an MBA, which is available now. Mm-hmm. And I think that he should have about the same chances that the man has who comes up to the business field and not to the science.
Well, I don't have any more questions, specific questions.
And well, I'm afraid I didn't answer your questions very well.
Well, I understand that you're not feeling well also, but I appreciate the time that you did take to spend with me. It's been very fascinating, and I've enjoyed it very much. So thank you.
Where do you go next?
I'm...